Well, howdy guys. Now, I've just watched a video with Tucker Carlson, which I like this guy. He makes an awful lot of sense. Obviously, too much sense for Fox News. But I heard something about Fox News that, you know, kind of makes everything kind of a lot clearer. There's a lot of femons in Fox News, and they are controlling a lot of things in Fox News. And I did see some things I thought were kind of odd. Like when they have a speaking sort of thing or a group, it's usually three females and one male, and sometimes not even a male. The poor bastard can hardly get a word in. And he's only there as a token anyway. You see, femons kind of give themselves away when they're in a company somewhere. They can't help but promote themselves. I mean, a lot of the presenters on Fox News, the femons, have a ton or a pile of makeup on, don't they? It's a wonder they don't melt under the lights. And they completely talk with a complete arrogance. And everybody thought, oh, Fox News was the true news. But with so many femons working in the organization, it has to start to go woke. And it already has. And it keeps on advertising it's the number one news station or whatever in the United States. But look at the competitors. CNN? I doubt it. NBC News or whatever? I doubt it. There really isn't any competition. I guess they're just not as woke as the other ones are. Tucker Carlson is refreshing. He's not only good at what he does, he tells the truth in ways that even people like me can understand. Of course, he's making himself a marked man. They can't have people going around telling the goddamn truth because they might lose control, and control is everything. I mean, let's face it, in our world, most of the media lies. Just that some lie more than others. And I can just think through my life when I was a young man and the age I am now. And the government has never been more important in everyday news and every part of your everyday life. And yet they still tell us we're free. And that's the biggest lie of all. I guess I've gone to North Korea and I haven't even left the house. What do you think, guys? Let me know. Take it easy.